Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Therese Nichols, and we will be talking about the difference a plate can make. Good day, Therese.
Hello, Maribel.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me on the show.
In 2015, you traveled to Manila, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. It was my first trip to Manila in May, so nearly 2 years ago now.
You went on a holiday?
No, I actually went over to Manila to volunteer at a local foundation that cares for street children there. So I went for 4 weeks, just purely as a volunteer trip to help.
So what made you choose Manila?
A couple of years ago, a few of my brothers had gone over there to volunteer, and they had built up a friendship with a couple who run a local foundation in Quezon City in Manila. And so they built this friendship up, and the couple have been running this foundation for over 20 years, and they came to Australia the year after that, and my family met them, and we were really inspired by their story and by everything that they've given to care for the street children of Manila. They basically dedicated their whole lives to caring for hundreds of children. And so I was inspired by their story, and they had just recently built a new centre to look after 100 children full-time, and I was aware and knew that they needed help and volunteers. So I went over there to assist them and to help during that time.
So this trip became life-changing, not just for you, but for many other people, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, look, while I was over there, I encountered hundreds and hundreds of street children, and I've done quite a lot of travel, and I've been to developing countries, but I had never seen the amount of street children just on the streets that I did in Manila. And I was shocked by this and saddened to see thousands of children that have nowhere to sleep, nowhere to live but the streets. And many of them get involved in prostitution and gangs and drugs. And it was heartbreaking. And so while I was there, I met a few children, and there was one little boy in particular called Francis who he would come to the center each day, and his story really touched me. And just the way these children, although they have absolutely nothing, the way they have so much joy, they just bring so much joy to our lives. And they really taught me what love is, and they taught me what joy is. And although they've gone through absolute trauma, many of them have been abandoned by their parents, and many of them have run away from home because home is so bad and the streets are actually safer than their own homes. These children, their capacity to forgive and to love despite these challenges and obstacles is extraordinary. And I realise that these children have so much to teach us here in Australia of what love and forgiveness is and what it means to live joy amidst these hard, hard circumstances.
What was it about this story in particular that you couldn't forget or that changed you, the way you looked at life and your life?
Well, while I was there meeting these particular street children and just hearing about their desire to be educated, their desire to go to school, yet not having the funds, not having the opportunity, not being able to get into a school was really surprising. But I think the thing that probably surprised me the most was that many of these children are on drugs, and the reason I thought they were on drugs was because it was easy to get and they get on a high and forget about their problems. But it was whilst I was in Manila that I discovered that the reason why many of these children are on drugs is because the solvent they take actually numbs their stomach from hunger, so they don't feel the hunger pangs. And I was shocked by this. And for some children, it's actually cheaper to get this solvent than it is to get a bowl of rice. That's where it sort of all began.
One plate was born.
Yeah, so it was probably in the last week of my trip over there. I was thinking back to our culture here in Australia and how much we love going out to restaurants and cafes and pubs and bars. And it's so much part of our culture here in Australia to go out for breakfast and brunch and lunch and dinner and drinks. But I was thinking that we shouldn't feel guilty about that because it's such a beautiful part of the Australian culture because it brings people together. And it's so important for our community here in Australia because the cafe life and the food draws people together and brings people into friendship and relationships and conversation and unites people on a very humane level. So I was thinking that that's a beautiful part of our culture, but how can we tap into that culture to help these people and these children back in the Philippines?
And so you've used your expertise in the world of public relations?
Yeah, that's right, Marie-Del. So my background's in PR, so I was thinking the way we can unite that is to partner with restaurants, cafes, pubs and bars across Australia, and they sign up to One Plate, which is the organisation I founded. And basically, for a venue, a restaurant, cafe, pub or bar, they choose one menu item. And every time a customer comes in to that restaurant or cafe or pub or bar and orders that menu item, then $1 is donated to One Plate. And then we fund sustainable food projects in developing countries. And we'll start with Manila, and then we'll move on to other countries. But Manila is our first focus. So our goal is basically to get as many restaurants and cafes on board, unite them together. It's a very simple, easy way for the hospitality industry to make a difference in the lives of thousands of children. But it's also a simple way for you and I to be able to give. We're not, you know, these days there's so many charities and everyone's been asked for money, but this is a way where people can just go about their ordinary day, and if they're meeting a friend, they can choose a One Plate restaurant and order that One Plate dish, knowing that is actually going to make a difference in the life of a child through building these sustainable farms.
And you've started with a few cafes here in Melbourne, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yep. So we've already started and we've got a few cafes on board. So we call them our hero venues and they're part of the One Plate tribe. So we are encouraging everyone to go to our wonderful restaurants and cafes that have signed up already. So we've got 9, mainly in Hawthorne, Richmond and South Yarra. We're really wanting more. So if there's any listeners out there that own a restaurant or cafe or pub or bar or know someone who owns a restaurant, cafe or bar, please tell them to sign up to One Plate. They can sign up online at oneplate.co. It's a very easy process and they lose nothing but gain everything knowing that they're helping these children.
And you've started on a rooftop garden.
Yeah, so actually just through our friends and family last year, we did a crowdfunding and raised enough money to build a rooftop garden at a foundation in Quezon City. And so basically this foundation cares for the 100 street children, and the rooftop garden is nearly completed. And so the children can go up to the rooftop garden and see how the vegetables are growing. So it's part of their education in learning how to grow vegetables, and it's also feeding them. It's a very important part of education, but also they're feeling a present need right now.
One Plate is doing a big launch on the day before Mother's Day, 13th
That's
of
right.
May.
Yeah, on the evening. So at 8 p.m. on the 13th of May, we are launching to the world and we're inviting everyone. But you do need to book your tickets online prior to the event. So you can do that at our website, oneplate.co. And we would love to have your listeners come and celebrate with us the launch of One Plate.
Thank you very much, Larice Nichols. Thank you for your inspiring story on how a plate can make a difference.
Thank you so much for having me, Marie-Del.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.